This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, one of the big concerns about the automatic budget cuts known as sequestration was that companies that do business with the government would take a big financial hit. So are they? Here's Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer.
Robin Leinberger is one of the winners in the sequestration struggle. He heads up the government contracting arm of the consulting firm Deloitte. Leinberger's division is huge, occupying 8 floors of an office building in Arlington, Virginia. He gives me a tour.
This is what we call the Center for Federal Innovation. It's where
Leinberger tells me Deloitte will lose 3 to 4% of its contracting business because of sequestration, but the budget cuts also have a big silver lining for Deloitte. Smaller government contractors who are feeling the cuts are calling Leinberger saying, "Hey, want to buy me?"
That's been happening since the fall into January of this year.
And they're offering Leinberger a bargain. The value of these companies has fallen 30 to 40% in the past 8 months. So Deloitte is doing okay. But many other contractors are not. Small firms like Davis Interiors. Davis makes specialized furniture and fixtures for Navy ships at a small complex in Norfolk, Virginia. It's a family-owned business founded in the 50s. Whitney Metzger is the company's administrator. She says normally at this time of year,
our upholstery shop would be humming. Our work crews would be getting here at 7 a.m. and the phone would be ringing off the hook.
Instead, she's laid off 6 employees. The 26 who remain are only working 4 days a week. Metzger did get a bit of good news recently. The Defense Department has decided to go ahead with a massive overhaul of the USS Abraham Lincoln. Metzger is hoping to get some work on it. NYU professor Paul Light studies contracting businesses like Metzger's. He says most contractors will survive because the government relies so heavily on them.
I mean, there's practically nothing that contractors don't do, and I suspect there's nothing they wouldn't do.
Light says contractors will just have to get used to less government spending, with more competition for fewer government contracts. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.